Be happier when he's so annoyed. We were just talking about Chip. Myself, of course, Anthony Cumia. Welcome back to the show. And Mr. Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone. Howdy, partners.
Here's Dave. And we did Chip Chipperson's podcast last night.
The last 15 minutes, I was just watching because Bobby hates it so much.
Yeah, Bobby Kelly is the guest. It's going to air Sunday night, per usual. And Bobby just hates Chip. And I guess, you know, Chip just hounds him long enough to get him to come on. And I guess Bobby forgets how much he hates doing it until he gets there. So he was just bitching and complaining the whole time. And Chip was just turning the screws on.
Endlessly.
It was so funny. I'm just trying to send things over.
It's so goddamn funny. Like, it's so... I don't understand. Like, it's taken anti-comedy to a whole new level and selling out theaters. And it's just...
Yeah. He'll sell out a theater, Chip.
It's just terrible.
And then I do the show, and we do the show, and then you sit there and you just go, oh, my God. I get so wound up in that Chip is just... He's the host... That I forget he's such an asshole, and he'll steal your jokes. And
he stole all the jokes we talked about in the beginning, and it just went off on
it. And then I'll ask a question to someone. I go, so how long have you been doing this? And I'm asking another guest, and they're like, and Chip's like, oh, well, you know, for quite a while, but not talking to you, Chip.
18 years I've been doing this.
18 years I've been not talking to you, Chip. He doesn't care. It's the most self-centered douchebag. And it's funny as fuck this week.
I like the one girl. I don't want to like interrupt anything, but she had a heavy flow.
She was talking about her heavy flow and how her period is just insane.
And then I felt that the period jokes weren't going over, but it's not like we guessed that. It was,
of course.
It was brought up. And it's a very heavy flow.
Very heavy flow, and... we were making jokes, and then Chip is stealing them. And
Chip stole all the good jokes.
And then when he comes up with one on his own, it's so bad that Bobby just can't even handle sitting there listening to him. And then he started doing his slam poetry. Chip's slam poetry is so fucking... First of all, it's so good that it's bad. You sit there and just go, ugh. This is what these pretentious douchebags do.
Yeah, the sad part is it is not far away from watching any slam poetry.
It's not. It's frightening. But Bobby could. That's when he really just dropped out. And then the show wouldn't end. And Bobby's like, this is just drag. It was terrible.
I feel like he dragged it on an extra 15, 20 minutes just because he knew Bobby was upset.
Yeah. Just because he knew Bobby wanted to leave as quickly as possible.
He kept saying, my kid lost a tooth today. I just want to go home.
I'm here for Chip, but my kid lost a tooth, and I want to go home. Oh, there is this fucking moment where, because Chip is a little sharper when Bobby's there sometimes with jokes.
Yeah, you feel like there might be a Jim in there, for example, coming out.
It's an influence from someone else, maybe.
Yeah, to just throw out a real dagger and then go back into the character, sort of a thing.
So at one point, he made Bobby laugh so hard, Bobby spit water out of his mouth. It went all over. He's like, poof. And Chip just goes, oh, look, he's trying to breathe. It's so fucking funny.
Dude, that's what I couldn't even. I just had nothing to say at the end because I was laughing so hard.
So fucking funny.
Because it just became. You were throwing out great lines, but it just became Bobby upset, and I was just watching him be upset.
Yeah, just watching him get all upset, and just. It's so fucking awesome. A lot of fun. Watch that Sunday.
Yeah, check it out. Is that the 100th episode?
I don't think I thought it was, and I thought that's why we were taping on Tuesday. But I don't think that was. I think the 100th episode is in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was too when I showed up there. And then
it probably was the 100th episode. And knowing Chip, he'll celebrate it on like the 105th episode.
Yeah. 100th episode. We did 105 of these.
Yeah.
Like, wait, that makes no sense, Chip. Makes no fucking sense. I saw something earlier. I guess Donald Trump was going to Ohio. He's doing a little speech out there. And he gets on the helicopter. Most presidents that have gotten on Marine One from the White House, then they take that to Joint Base Andrews and hop on Air Force One or whatnot. And then they go to where are they going? So most politicians, presidents, you've seen this. They go and they walk and they get on the helicopter. Not Donald Trump, which is an amazing thing. I don't know how people think this is a bad thing. We want to hear as much as we can from our president. It's transparency. It's information where, you know, he likes talking. He just likes fucking talking. So he'll always stop.
He also likes hearing himself.
Oh, he loves hearing himself. That's why I think he loves talking.
I think so, too.
Yeah. He just loves hearing himself fucking babbling. So the press is all out there because they know he's probably going to stop and say something.
Yes.
And you heard, like, years before with other presidents, you'd hear, Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President, what is your thoughts on this? And they made like they didn't even hear him. They're just, and it's kind of like, fuck you, man. You know, you work for us. Answer the questions. The press is supposed to represent the people as far as our inquiries into what you're doing. And you represent us as the leader of the country. So, you know, talk to them motherfuckers. We want to know what's going on. But they'd smile and you're like, he's full of shit. He's hearing these questions. Trump, on the other hand, is probably one of the most honest people when it comes to that because he'll come over and start yapping.
Yes.
And so he did that today. And he... I would like to think he's internet savvy enough to know this, but he did something today that if you do it as a celebrity, a politician or what on the internet, you have to know what's going to happen. He held something up. He held up a paper and went like this.
Yeah, you never
which is
did.
Just like, there's memes for fucking hours. The whole day is just people now putting shit in his little scroll. He had a little scroll. It was ISIS.
CVS receipts.
The big long scroll from CVS. Yes. Look at what they do. I didn't buy this many things. What is this? Coupons.
Lemon trees.
Happy birthday, Baron.
Jell-O of a toothbrush.
It's, yeah. So he unrolls this thing, and apparently it was a map of Syria. I guess on the night of the election, it had a bunch of red marks on it where ISIS had strongholds.
Yes.
And then the bottom of the scroll was the map today where there's no red marks. They fucking did away with ISIS over there. So he holds it up and I'm like, hey, here it is. Okay.
Let him see it. Again, I say a deputy, because of the fact that the attorney general didn't have the courage to do it himself.
The courage.
A deputy that's appointed appoints another man to write a report.
I
just won an election with 63 million votes or so. 63 million. I had 206 to 223 in the Electoral College. 306 to 223. And I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I just won one of the greatest elections of all time in the history of this country. And even you will admit that.
No, they
and
won't.
Now I have somebody writing a report that never got a vote. It's called the Mueller report. So explain that, because my voters don't get it, and I don't get it. Now, at the same time, let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the attorney general. We have a very good attorney general. He's a very highly respected
right
man.
Up until I say
we'll
he's
see
not.
What happens, but it's sort of interesting that a man out of the blue just writes a report.
What question is this?
Right. What
votes.
Was he asked?
I bet it has nothing to do with this.
That's a tremendous victory. I got 63 million more. I got 63 million votes.
We got it.
And now somebody just writes a report. I think it's ridiculous, but I want to see the report. And you know who want to see it?
The American
tens
people.
Of millions of people that love the fact that we have the greatest economy we've ever had.
Oh, yeah, there's one point where he holds up the thingy. I don't know. But then there's memes, and I've seen some of the memes. They're pretty...
He spends way too much time having to justify his presidency, though.
Oh,
it really
I know.
Is just
it's like, look, I'm president. Go fuck your mother.
Yeah, stop bringing it up to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's fucking aggravating.
The greatest election ever. I won 64 million. I think it was 64 million. All right. All right, Grandpa.
We know.
Oh, my God. I don't know how he'll be in the end of this term, and never mind, you know, another term.
Yeah, I blame
he'll get old.
And I do blame the media for asking, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they are the ones who are obviously...
They try these little gotcha things. They love when he has to explain shit. They know that the longer they keep him talking, the better the odds are he'll say something stupid.
Right.
I think the Democratic base...
Yeah, don't hold that up. Remember
right here.
Remember every time you sign something?
That's all you need. Now, the simplest of photo manipulation programs available at the iPhone store or the App Store or whatever, you can manipulate that and make it say anything.
I'm thrilled they're tracking ISIS with MapQuest.
Yeah.
It looks great.
And then if you have a better program, you could take the video and actually with any one of the marks on the paper, track that. And then whatever letters you put on will move in conjunction with it and look exactly like, not just a picture, look exactly like he's holding something that has a nude pic on it of Stormy Daniels or go fuck yourself, Rocket Man, or, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to put up there. But, man, that's been going all over today. The one I saw, or the few I saw, there was a couple that had him goofing on... who's that blonde chick that's like his...
Conway?
Yeah. Because her husband fucking hates Trump.
Yes.
He's tweeting constantly about what a fucking piece of shit. Okay, so...
Have you heard about this, Devin Nunes?
Yeah. He's suing... this is Devin Nunes' cow. Yeah. And it says... hanging out at the dairy in Iowa looking for the little treasonous cowpoke. Yeah, so again... It's the easiest thing to do is fuck with someone when they hold something up like that. So he's been a meme today, Donald Trump. But like I said, he goes out there and he actually talks. He talks to the fucking media. And then they just shit all over him. So it's it's fucked up. I don't know.
Did you see the serious shit last night? Like... They were. How old is this been going? I guess I'm just watching it on Fox News last night.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to determine how in danger is the guy reporting in the bulletproof vest.
Oh, the guy over in Syria?
Oh, Syria, yeah.
Yeah, they love putting that shit on.
I feel like it can't be that real, right? So throw that guy there?
I don't know. I think a few journalists over the years have been killed.
That's what I mean, like been beheaded and shit.
Doing that and shot.
Yeah, shot,
But I don't know where they are. I don't think they're really in that much danger.
I was watching. I'm like, this seems like how dangerous could it really be at this point for that guy just to lay next to the soldier shooting?
Yeah.
Is that dangerous? He doesn't have a gun. Got a little helmet on.
Right. Well, that's not his job to shoot.
He's not even wearing camo that's apropos to his surroundings.
Yeah.
He's in like a fucking blue fox jacket.
I think they pull him way back. Not like the old days. In the NOM, you know, Walter Cronkite.
Oh, yeah.
And Rather, I think.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper with the cameras. I do think they got into some shit.
Yeah.
When they were reporting. And World War II was crazy. They really got in. Going on missions in bombers where, you know, half of the motherfuckers wouldn't even come back.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's some crazy shit.
We didn't, I mean, how else would you report it live then either?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't really have drones and cameras out there. There's no way to really do it.
No, they would film it and, you know, bring it back or tape record their thoughts and whatever just on audio or write about it. And that was all you got.
They're cameramen. We wouldn't even know who the fuck they are. They get nothing. Yeah,
they got
nothing.
They're
in the same position. They get nothing.
the Gulf War, the first Gulf War there with George H.W., that was really the first, like, hey, kids, let's see what a war is like live.
Yeah, it really was.
And
it was a rough 48 hours for this country.
Yeah. Because first you had Operation Desert Shield, which was the buildup. And the press was over there, and they were embedded in Saudi Arabia, and they were going to go into Iraq and Kuwait. And then when they finally went in, they were covering the airstrikes, which were, there were a shitload of those. And then when they went in, they were with them. And then I remember the CNN crews were in, like, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, which was getting hit with Scud missiles. Yes. And they were constantly panicky Pete's.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
And I think all that was set up and fake and in his studio.
Well, when that was going on, they used to have the TVs on in the classroom when I was in junior high.
Aww.
And Bernard Shaw hid in a closet. Right? So he dove into a closet, and then you didn't know what happened for a while, and then they come back to him, and it says the voice of Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm hiding in a closet, there's bombs going off everywhere, and he goes, but at least this way you'll still have one CNN reporter. Like, that was the important takeaway, that he was broadcasting from a closet.
Was that there's a CNN reporter there. They kind of made their bones on that war. That was when they really went, like, everyone went, hey, check this out.
I remember being live on everything, and I remember it was the first time we had, like, yellow ribbons taped to a tree.
Yeah,
like,
it was the
first,
yellow ribbon.
For my life, it was the first time experiencing wartime.
Yeah.
I didn't realize 2001 would happen, and then I would just experience it until now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at the time, it was very odd.
It never ends.
Do you remember they made that new version of, like, We Are the World? Called Voices That Care.
I do.
All these celebrities, like Tyson was singing with Will Smith and all these just
they
weird.
They did? Could you find that lump
find
of
the
shit?
Video. It's
icing
so weird.
Icing his fist from his.
Every radio station was playing this on the hour. It was just so dumb.
Yeah. The country was fucking united.
We were.
Yeah, we were. There were American flags again everywhere.
There was still a patriotism pretty heavily in the 90s.
Yeah, the Gulf War thing was like, yeah, let's kick some fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this? Let me see.
Is this Bill Bellamy?
Yeah, Michael Bolton's in it.
Oh,
Whitney
that
Houston.
Guy.
Oh, I remember this. You had
to take a stand.
Who are these people?
Is this Yanni? Who is that?
Who is she?
Celine Dion.
Oh, my
really?
God.
Wow. We never
had to choose. Oh, the guy from Chicago. The Karate Kid song guy.
It's half turtleneck.
And it sounds like Chicago.
Oh. Is that Arsenio Hall?
Bobby
on the
Brown
left?
Couldn't dress up.
What's her name?
Oh, no.
Oh,
is that the Warren
Holy
guy?
Shit.
This is shit.
You gotta watch the whole video.
Oh.
I remember this.
Not quite. Was that Magic Johnson?
Michael Jordan.
Magic Johnson.
And no one even knew he had AIDS. Or didn't.
I think they just found out.
Did they find out he had the AIDS?
Luther Vandross.
Wouldn't think they let Michael Jordan stand that close.
There's no way they're letting all these voices through. There's three people singing for real.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah, I think, Magic Johnson's way down in the mix. Is Garth Brooks?
Or is
Garth was huge.
His alter ego?
Yeah,
Chris
what was
Gaines.
That shit?
Was it?
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
I'd rather listen to Ed Gein.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather be made into a nipple
Nelson?
Belt out of Ed Gein.
Oh, some metal guys.
The
is
Nelson.
That Nelson.
The Nelson twin.
Fucking Nelson. What roots.
Dude. Oh, God.
Ah, Michael Bolton.
That was the mullet to end all mullets.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was a beast.
I celebrate his entire catalog.
I do too. By fucking and sucking men.
Who that?
Little Richard.
Oh, Little Richard.
Oh,
no. Oh,
that's right.
It's the guy from Independence Day.
Notice Jazzy Jeff's not in part of it.
Oh, Jazzy Jeff didn't make the cut.
He really fucked over Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yeah. He's the other guy from Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much who Jazzy Jeff is. The other guy from Wham. And Michael Bolton was huge back then, too.
Ugh.
Huge.
It's just dentist music.
Yeah, this is... Oh, no. Mark Knopfler with the...
Oh, no.
Ew, I got douche, too.
And I love Mark Knopfler.
Why are they doing the effect on the Money for Nothing video?
Oh, Mark Knopfler got ruined right there.
And he said the little faggot got his own jet airplane, so he's a fag basher.
God, I hated those sunglasses.
Oh,
the guy from
Oh, take some off. Oh, Kenny G.
Look, it's Flutesy.
Yeah.
No, I mean on the screen.
Playing
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Richard Gere, is that Shatner, Tyson.
There's Tyson.
James Woods. James Woods.
He hates all these people now.
Oh, my God. Ted Danson in blackface.
What the hell? And an unrecognizable Celine Dion. Oh, here it is. Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers is back there.
We need the big clusterfuck.
It's Richard Gere and Gerbil.
No.
Kurt Russell,
Gary
Kevin Costner.
Gary Busey. Oh.
Whoopi Robin.
Billy Crystal. Sally Field. Fred Savage.
Oh, the little Fred Savage.
Downtown Julie Brown. Dudley
fucking
Moore.
Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore's just shaking.
Oh.
Lovitz.
John Lovitz. What the fuck is this?
It's happened.
It's like they kidnapped everyone. Oh, my God. Who's
this
that guy?
Just random
Fonz?
Guys from sitcoms.
Fonz. I saw the Fonz.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, my. This is
Meryl Streep. Brooke Shields.
Shields. And...
And back to Fruit Bowl.
Yeah, the skullet. Oh, is that
Mike Tyson.
Terrible.
I want to give those Iraqis a knockout.
Wow. Well, this kind of fits in perfectly.
That was fucking awful. I forgot that existed.
Yeah.
Every hour on the hour on every radio station. Was
I remember that.
Thing. And MTV and VH1 were spinning this.
Yeah.
I remember Will Smith busting out rapping.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was like Blossom when Joey Lawrence decided to put out a rap video, so they just aired it after Blossom.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that?
Oh, God, no, we're going to have to.
Do you have the Joey Lawrence rap video?
Oof.
Remember that?
That is bad, yeah. Joey Lawrence.
MTV was just like, no, man.
Yeah,
they're like, well, we'll just put it on after Blossom. The big nose gal with the giant hat. That's fucking
that was
awful.
Huge.
Dude, everything was, oh my God. That,
awesome. That was a very 80s thing right there.
90s.
And we have John Ashton. Great actor. My God, been in so many of my favorite movies. Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Whenever you guys can get the...
He's just adjusting his camera, and he'll be ready.
Skype-age. Yeah. We're going to Skype. And Midnight Run, of course.
Dude, one of the best comedies ever. And action movies at the same time.
Oh, so good. And so many shows I want to talk to him about, because this guy has been in so many things.
Yeah.
His IMDb is like 100 things he's been in.
No, I'm excited about it.
Heyday of... TV series back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
You'd always have the guest star. John Ashton. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How about
you? How are
you?
Where are you? Where are you, by the way?
I'm in Colorado.
Colorado. That's where you live in?
Yes.
That nice mountain air. That's nice.
I got out of L.A. a long time ago. My son was 7. I didn't want him to grow up there, so I found a nice place in Colorado and raised my son here, and now he's back in L.A. working for a video game company.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, there you go.
What a smart move, man. You know, that place is a bit toxic, especially for kids. It's hard enough for a guy, just a working actor, being a young man going to Hollywood, but for a kid, get him the hell out of there. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's why I left.
Well, yeah. I grew up in a small town in Connecticut, so I'm used to small towns.
Oh, you did? Connecticut. Did you spend much time in New York City acting?
I did at the Hartford Stage Company. I did my first professional show there at the Hartford Stage Company in Hartford, Connecticut. I did a little walk-on little thing in Othello, Shakespeare. And that's actually when I decided to become an actor. I was 15 years old then,
oh,
so
wow.
I was a sophomore. So,
but, did you start in theater?
Yeah. I got my degree in theater from USC, actually.
Oh, very
Cal.
Cool.
Yeah, I was. We were talking about Beverly Hills Cop and a lot of the movies that were made around that time, and especially Beverly Hills Cop. You just don't see movies like that where they are comedic movies. They're very funny, but they really have a serious story going of, you know, people being murdered and
real action too.
Yeah, a lot of action. But that genre seems to have just gone away.
Well, you know who was supposed to do Beverly Hills Cop to begin with? It was a serious movie. Mickey Rourke was in it.
Really?
And it was a serious movie about him getting revenge on his buddy that was killed in Detroit. And then it went to Stallone after that, and Stallone wanted to do certain things and action stuff. So then they decided to make it a comedy and got Eddie and. The script was basically the same. It was still a heavy kind of, but Eddie threw in the comedy, and Judge and I, our characters were very small to begin with. And Marty Brest, the director who I loved, and I worked with him on Midnight Run also, he just let Judge and I ad lib stuff and create characters, and all of a sudden we became co-stars of the movie.
It was that dynamic between you two that was really funny. And Eddie, of course, is hilarious. I guess they must have seen 48 Hours and gone, wow, we could take something that's pretty heavy and a pretty, you know, action-packed and violent, really, and make it funny, which is something, like I said, you just don't see these days.
Yeah, I mean, when his buddy gets killed in Detroit, that's a pretty graphic scene. I mean, it's pretty, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what a lot of people don't realize? That his buddy in that gets shot is the guy that robs the 7-Eleven place that Judge Reinhold is working in at the end of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Really?
I swear. That's Jim the same Russo? Guy. I watched everything.
And Judge is in that, too.
And I'm like, that's the guy.
Well, and also, the police chief in it is Gil Hill, who was the real police chief in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
He also ran for mayor, too.
Yeah, real guy. Yeah, Reed ran for mayor, and then they had some dirt.
A little dirt came up on him.
Don't they always?
yeah, always.
And, boy, I got to tell you, Midnight Run is a movie that still holds up. It's hilariously funny, and it's become like a cult classic for people. It's another one of these action-packed but really funny movies.
Yeah, well, you know, it's still huge over in France. As a matter of fact, I just did a big article for Premier Magazine in Paris and for the 30th anniversary, and they're releasing it on Blu-ray. It's just a strange story, you know, how Hollywood is. I happened to be shooting a film with Gerard Depardieu in Paris, and I went to the Deauville Film Festival, and they kept asking Bob, you know, why he didn't do Last Temptation of Christ with Scorsese and blah, blah, blah. And Bob finally said, hey, I'm here for Midnight Run. I'm not here for that movie. Huh. Well, there was a lot of political and stuff going on with The Last Temptation of Christ, and I guess. So they were putting all their marketing money in that movie because it was in such trouble, and so they kind of ignored Midnight Run, you know, and didn't really publicize it that much. And as I was doing the film in Paris with Gerard, my driver was taking me home one night, and all of a sudden the police were everywhere. There's a big riot going on, and I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Oh, there's a big protest against The Last Temptation of Christ in the theater down the street, and the students broke in and took the film and burned it in the streets." And it happened to be the same theater that Midnight Run was playing in. So, I mean, we kind of got overshadowed by a lot of weird stuff with the, you know.
Well,
you know, people always ask me when I do a movie, when's it coming out? And I said, I don't know. That's not my job. You know, my job is to go do the movie, you know. And I have no control over the marketing and all the distribution and all that stuff. That's not in my control, you know. And it certainly... You know, Midnight Run, now people after that started finding it on the CDs or DVDs, and all of a sudden they started streaming it and finding it, and No, it's like a cult classic, and it's still huge now.
Yeah,
it's really a classic. I mean, it's a masterpiece. It really is. I mean, it's such a good movie.
It is. It's funny as hell. It's one of those movies. I remember in Blockbuster, it was always out. Like, yeah. You could never find it in Blockbuster Video. Everybody rented it. Your character in that is really good because it's such a good foil for De Niro's character. One of my favorite scenes is when you call up about the credit card. You're like, where did I use it? And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember. Oh, by the way, you want to go cancel that card?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
What a scumbag move. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, originally in the original script, Dorfler gets killed in the original script.
Oh, Jesus, that's heavy.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the scene where I go to the mob guys in Vegas and I said I wanted $1 million, now I want $2 million, and blah, blah, blah. Well, they shoot me.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. Because now they know where Grodin is. He's at the hotel because they read the towels and stuff. But we were about 2 months into shooting, and Marty just said, we can't kill Dorfler. You know, the audience will hate us.
So yeah, yeah.
Rewrite the whole ending where I come into the airport and screw everything up there and blah, blah, blah. So it all worked out great. So
You were also in a lot of TV series from the 70s.
You were on MASH.
Yeah,
he was on MASH. Yeah, it's great.
It said MP.
Yes.
MP. Yeah. Well, I grew up, man, just sitting in front of television sets during the 70s. And I remember all these shows. I still watch them on late night television. And occasionally you do pop up. One of my favorite Columbos. You're in that one with the Dick Van Dyke one where he takes a picture of his wife and screws up with the clock in the background and stuff. So I was like, every so often it'll pop up. I'm like, hey, look who it is.
Yeah.
Kojak and Starsky and Hutch.
So working with those guys too. Peter and Dick they were great guys to work with. And when I was a kid, I just was coming out of theater school, and so I was excited to work with those guys and stuff, and they were great guys to work with.
Yeah, all those shows like Emergency and Kojak, Starsky and Hutch, all those shows. And it was a thing, like the character actors in those, you'd see them pop up on Mannix, and then they're on Cannon, and then the Streets of San Francisco. And it's like, oh, I recognize that guy, It's right. That seemed to be a pretty good time for a young actor to make his bones by doing those guest roles. There were a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, I was going to USC and getting my degree in theater, and I was actually over in Europe in 1970 doing repertory theater in Germany and England and Scotland, and Edinburgh Arts Festival there in Scotland. And and I came back from that, and I just kept doing theater. I was in a small theater in Hollywood, and 1973 I got the Best Supporting Actor Award for a Los Angeles Drama Critics Award, and I got an agent out of that, and one thing. My original plan was to go to USC, get my degree, and go back to New York and work out of New York and just do theater, but. One thing led to another, and I started doing little TV roles and then bigger TV roles. And then
what
I
was
had my own series in 1990, Hardball.
What was your break, you think? Like, what was it, Beverly Hills Cop, or was there something you got that kind of led to that? Like, I'm curious. Like, that was your biggest thing.
You know what led to Beverly Hills Cop was a play I did.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a funny. I did True West with Ed Harris. Ed Harris and I did
great.
True West at the South Coast Repertory Company in Costa Mesa. And a couple of years later, and we both won Drama Critics Award for that. And a couple of years later, I get this phone call, and I go into the office at Paramount, and the casting person said, John, there's really no part in this movie for you, but I saw you and Ed do True West, and I loved your performance, and I just wanted to meet you. And I said, well, thank you very much. And that was about the end of it. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, I get a call going and read for the part. And it was that one little scene where I punch Eddie, you know, and I tell him he's a wise guy from out of town and all that stuff. And I didn't hear anything. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, I get another call. And I think Mickey Rourke was doing it that time, the first time. And then I get a call, come in and read again. So I read the same scene, you know, with where I punch him and stuff. And then this goes on 4 or 5 times. So finally, you know, they had the final callbacks. And they were picking and pairing different actors together. And just by chance, they put Judge and I together and wanted us to go in and read together.
Which worked
and
perfectly.
Over to me, he said, hey, man, what do you think of the script? And I said, I don't know. I didn't read it. I only read these 2 pages. So he said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? You know, trying to explain the story to me and everything, you know. And I said, oh, let's just go wing it, you know. So we went into, there were 50 people in the room, and Judge and I winged a bunch of improvs and stuff and got the job. So
One scene you tested on is funny too. When you hit him, and it's like, "Would you like to press charges?" And he's like, "Press no, we don't do that."
Yeah, we are not against the cop.
Guy. Would you like to press charges against press charges? No, what are you talking about? I don't do that. Right. So good, so good, John. Thanks so much, man, for taking a little time out to talk to us. You got the upcoming film Once Upon a River. It's coming out later this year, and of course, Midnight Run 30th anniversary was last July, 1988. My God, time flies.
Yeah,
jeez,
well,
man.
Once Upon a River, I'm really proud of. It's an independent film I did in Chicago. Well, not in Chicago, actually. It's up near the Wisconsin border, and it's taken from a book. And I play a hermit that lives on the river who takes in this runaway girl. And it's a great story, and I'm looking forward to it. We're going to start going to some of the festivals now, and hopefully it'll come out this fall. It's Once Upon a River, and it's a great character for me to play, and it's a wonderful story. So I hope people go out and see it.
Absolutely, when it comes out, we'll definitely push it for you, John. Thanks so much, John Ashton.
Thank you.
You. There he is. Thank you, man. There he goes. Man, you know, how many times have you seen his face?
Dude, we just talked to John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop, for the love of Jesus.
The first strip scene I ever saw in a movie.
Oh, God, that's right.
When I was young, was Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, they go into the strip club.
And my dad just wasn't paying attention, and it came on, and we just watched it.
And you just watch, yeah, that's, I guess a parent has to be like, oh, they know what's happening, and it's kind of like, what am I going to do? I can't make a big issue of it.
Yeah.
Got to let him sit there with his brand new rod. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, though. Good for him. He's still working.
I'm wondering what he did with Gerard Depardieu, because that's a guy who is not as known and appreciated in America as he is in France, and he's a really great fucking character actor.
He's like, he's huge in France.
Yeah.
Huge. But here, he did Christopher Columbus, I think.
And he did that movie with his daughter, some wacky, silly comedy.
Yeah, I remember always seeing that one in the video store, too, and going like, yeah, I probably won't see that.
One of the many 80s movies where somebody falls off water skiing.
Oh.
Yeah, how can you?
Always funny. Always funny. You know, we were talking with John. He's in a lot of great movies. Where, I wonder, where would you get these movies? Well, of course, deepdiscount.com. Don't be stupid. They've been a very loyal sponsor of the shows here on Compound Media. Great site to find all your favorites at great prices, too. All this month, no price is safe during their Shaq Madness sale. Be sure to look for coupon codes and icons for extra savings. Classics, hard-to-find titles, new releases, too. All in one place, deepdiscount.com. What are you doing wasting time searching? You know that's a waste of time. You find your favorites. You might find your favorites. If you do, they're cut, digitized, commercials. That's the worst. You put something on. There are so many channels now that you don't realize are commercial channels. It's like, you know, what's an example?
Sundance?
Sundance.
And
with yeah.
And independent TV or whatever.
Independent
that,
film channel. Yeah, IFT, and that. Yeah. Yeah, those you're like, oh, good.
They used to not have commercials.
Right. And then you put it on and you're like, oh, fuck. And then you remember, I ordered that movie from Deep Discount. It's right there in my console. Console? How old am I? No edits, no bad streams, no buffering. You don't wait forever and ever. Own your passion forever and ever and ever. You'll find so many great items. You're looking for tons of Spider-Man stuff. Speederman. From books, collectibles, soundtracks, and, of course, all the movies, too. Out this week, you could also grab the new release of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, a fresh animated vision into the Spider-Man universe. Get your copy right now for a great price, deepdiscount.com. Click on that logo right there on the website, and be sure to look for special icons and coupon codes all through March for even more savings. Be good to yourself, own your passion, and support our great sponsor here at Compound Media. Check it out now. And, of course, Garrett says,
thanks, Deep Discount.
Yes, thanks, Deep Discount indeed. I watched that movie. We were all very excited when the trailer came out for Clint Eastwood in Mule.
Yes, I still have not seen it. Good news?
It's not good news. It's not bad news. It just kind of sits there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked very exciting when we first saw the trailer.
Drug Mule.
Drug Mule. It looked like there was going to be some gunplay and some twists and turns and things. No. It was pretty much Clint Eastwood and his family and how he wants to help his family and then his friends and whatnot. And he gets some money, so he starts, you know, delivering drugs. But...
So it's meandering, I'm guessing.
It's meandering. Yeah. Nothing happens.
I heard the one good scene you see in the trailer, and that was, you thought the whole movie was going to be cool scenes like that.
Yes!
And then that was the one good scene in the
That's
whole movie.
That's it. Yeah. The scene with the cop right
Is
here.
This the scene where he gets stopped for leaving his blinker on or going 10 under? Why would you hire this fucking guy? He's 108.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because he had a perfect driving record, never got a ticket, and Mexican guy overheard him talking about that, and it's really silly. And
so he's working for the cartel.
The cartel, do tell. And it's really
this
boring.
Looks great.
It's boring. Like, look, there's fucking Mexicans with machine guns. How could you go wrong?
I love Clint Eastwood and Unforgiven and Gran Torino. And he's made some masterpieces, but he's had a couple in the last few years. I loved Mystic River, too.
He pulls over to help a black couple change their tire because they have a flat. And he pulls over and he goes, he's like, I enjoy helping Negroes. So that was kind of funny. They're like, we don't.
You tell us Lawrence Fishburne that?
Lawrence Fishburne is the FBI guy, as is the guy, you know, from fucking the musical there.
Bradley Cooper's in it.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I guess he was in, wasn't he in some other Clint Eastwood movie? Maybe Trouble with the Curve, or no, that was Justin Timberlake, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
Which we didn't need to talk about that one either.
Yeah, I just found this boring. And for a movie with this storyline to be boring,
It's got good cinematic detail. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, I mean,
but that doesn't work anymore.
But and even that, I don't know.
I feel because he did a lot of movies with Sergio Leone, you know, The Man with No Name and Spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah, Spaghetti Westerns.
That he really has to realize that times have changed. Although I think The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is a fucking masterwork.
Oh, it's great.
You know, it's still like, things are different pace now.
Yeah, I don't think he gets... I think he concentrates a lot on his movies now about family and relationships. And it's great, but if you're going to make a movie, The Mule... You got to have some action.
You got to have people fucking shot a lot.
I think there's literally a body count of one.
Seriously?
I think one guy gets killed.
I don't want to see it.
I don't think it's that good.
I want blood.
It's boring.
If there's cartels, I want to see heads on turtles.
Yeah.
People thrown over overpasses.
Right.
You know, like the real cartel.
Real cartel.
Fucking pulling up to Sandals Resort and leaving 9 bodies on the front.
Not some jovial old guy having driving heroin or coke or whatever it is thousands of miles without event. Like, he literally does a good job. And that's not good.
No, for a movie.
For a movie, it's not good if he's taking 10 trips and they're eventless.
Stopping and getting a sandwich? You're like,
yes.
This is riveting.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. He stops and gets a sandwich.
No, see, he has to fuck up or the drugs have to get stolen. Something to bring in the action.
It was boring.
I'm upset. I was watching.
I was too.
The second season of True Detective.
Oh.
And I'm starting to find out why people hated that
much.
Oh, it's just,
see, what happened?
Well, he second episode. It's very old, so fuck off if you've seen it.
Yeah, I haven't, so it's new to me.
Colin Farrell is in a guy's house, which is kind of a weird sex dungeon, and then a dude shows up dressed as a giant crow. And shoots him in the chest.
And that's
how
crime.
It ends, yeah.
It's the crime.
And then the next day, then the next episode, it's the cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not the crime, that's just the cliffhanger.
Oh!
He's the main detective in it.
Okay, oh, so now we gotta figure out what happened.
Like, he killed this guy. So then the next episode starts with him waking up, even though he looks dead, and it turned out he had just gotten shot with buckshots.
Oh.
You're like, why? Why would that happen?
Why would it happen?
When they just kill him?
Right.
It's absurd.
So.
Nothing.
No, it sounds.
And I love Vince Vaughn. And there is a great scene
about how great
in that
Vince is.
Where he beats the fuck out of a dude and rips all his gold teeth out with pliers. That scene's fucking awesome. But everything else in it, it's shit.
Nothing.
It's pretty bad. I'm kind of upset.
That's a damn shame.
I'm sorry, Vince. I'm a fan. But that and Fred Claus are not your best works.
Fred Claus.
And Four Christmases.
Oh, God. Enough with that whole thing.
I don't like Christmas movies ever.
No. I'm not a Christmas movie guy either.
Although my friend from The King is in a new movie, Santa Paws. So if you have a kid at home.
Oh, no.
Pick that up.
What is it?
Jay Moore's in it, too. It's called.
Jay Moore's?
It's called Santa Paws.
And
I'm guessing some sort of Santa dog.
I'm guessing Santa dog, right.
A bit like the Air Bud.
You can't lose with Santa Paws.
Now, Santa Paws, Air Bud was one. Then there was Air Bud Plays Soccer, some shit.
Dogs will bring him in.
Beethoven.
Dogs will bring in the kids. Beethoven, right.
Beethoven's second.
Yes.
Beethoven's third.
Right.
Then Judge Reinhold came in for Charles Grodin.
Well, Grodin was in... we were just talking about that, Midnight Run.
Midnight Run.
And then Judge Reinhold came in for that?
He came in for, like, Beethoven's fourth or fifth.
God, terrible.
Judge Reinhold's got a weird career.
He really does.
These incredible movies, and now it's just...
shite.
It's just nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
The best role he's had is when he plays the judge, Judge Reinhold, on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the judge.
Yes.
Are there, in the Beethoven movies, in every one, is there a slow motion of him shaking his head?
And everyone gets wet.
And everyone gets soaking wet.
Nobody wants to get dog wet.
Is that part of it?
It's hilarious every time.
Of course it is.
Has anyone ever laughed at those movies?
No. Turner and Hooch, they did the same thing.
Yeah, and I like Turner and Hooch, but at least it was slobber.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I always got Turner and Hooch confused with Tango and Cash.
I did, too.
But they would slobber over each other, too. It could be the gayest movie ever made. It is such a gay movie.
You're saying when they use their belts as grappling hooks to glide down
yeah.
a fucking wire?
Or when they're showering in prison and making dick jokes.
Yes.
I mean, you don't get gayer.
No, it is Tango and Cash is definitely just be called Tango or Two to Tango.
And they just call each other Tango and Cash. Tango Cash versus Turner and Hooch.
Oh, I like how it's Walt Disney Pictures, but it was actually a Touchstone movie.
Oh, was it?
But yeah, they changed it to Walt Disney later because Disney does own Touchstone.
And now Disney owns Fox.
But Disney didn't want to put out a PG movie. They got in some trouble because there was a movie called Priest about a priest that molested someone.
Oh, boy.
And Disney got in some heat.
Don't want to fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney's...
You don't want to put that in people's heads.
Oh, nice fun and games.
Yeah.
But now Disney owns Fox, so Fox News for the past year has really started to turn, and people are starting to notice and get all pissed off. They want to boycott it.
I noticed today that Disney tweeted out that they're now going to start doing stuff with the merger.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of in because it's a picture of Mickey Mouse that's just like, you're fucked. You
yeah.
Know? So, yeah.
Fuck you.
Push my agenda.
Shepard Smith's a homo.
Hey, Shepard, come take these big buttons off and suck my cock.
they love Disney's very gay friendly. They have Gay Day over there where you all wear a red shirt.
At Disneyland?
At Disneyland, yeah.
Is it red?
I don't know. I guess that they kind of made it up red themselves one day, and then it became like a thing that you wear a red shirt and you go around Disney on Gay Day, and you're gay. And if you just, they don't close the park for it. They don't. So if you happen to be there with your family, it's like
do they call it Epcot Center?
Epcot. They changed the name of some of the rides, but Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a small butt after all.
It's a small distended anus.
Yeah, yeah. Penis Pan.
Sure, yeah.
Here's, there
There's
they
also
are.
Hook penis.
Look at this old queen and his fucking young
Mountain
lover.
Now. That's our last fast pass. And then we're going to figure out what to do the rest of the
with
day.
With the rainbow testicles on their hats.
Oh, my God.
You just want to walk around?
It's so gay. The day everyone is Tinkerbell. I thought they wore red shirts or something.
I guess so. Mickey's got rainbow ears.
Yeah, on Gay Day.
Did we think that gays weren't allowed in Disneyland? Like, what is the?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a thing, right? They thought that they had boycotted Disney.
In the right? 90s, when they started doing unofficially Gay Day at Disney,
yeah.
A lot of the Christian conservative groups
boycotted.
Yeah, they got mad.
For allowing
I wrote a play for Second City called Meet in the Middle, and that was one of the songs. Was about boycotting Disneyland.
Disney never cared. I mean, it's more people coming in to spend their money in the park.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
And it wasn't officially sanctioned. Now for Gay Day, they sell all the multicolored rainbow
that's
stuff.
Inside a colon.
This is the Rock Hudson bathhouse ride.
Golden showers.
Yeah.
This is what they call the chocolate choo-choo train. After you've pressed the button and pulled the chain.
This is the Brokeback Mountain theme part of the ride.
This is part was called the rusty trombone. There. You give a reach around.
They end at the Dirty Sanchez where they all have chocolate mustaches.
That's in the Mexican pavilion at Epcot. It's the Dirty Sanchez.
Unzippity or doo-dah.
Yeah, yeah. Captain Neo plays again.
Zippity doo-doo on my dick.
My, oh my, what a wonderful gay.
Right. Oh, no. That's
the Hall of Presidents just frowns at them.
Yeah, yeah.
Plenty of.
It is. Looking up.
This is called the coming out of the closet ride.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get to the top, you feel the relief of your parents.
Right, you go down there, and then at the bottom is just disappointed dad animatronic, tapping his foot with his arms crossed, looking at you judgingly.
And there's your mom pointing at the door with tears in her eyes.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, this roller coaster sucks. You should go to Cedar Point if you want.
Yeah, the
to
big
ride a coaster.
Disneyland isn't really made for thrill rides. Like the Thunder Mountain Railroad isn't that big a deal.
No, apparently it's just queens eating ice cream.
Yeah, it's good
for you guys.
It's good if you're gay.
Like what?
Ride's gay.
Space Mountain is like their most active ride.
Yeah, as far as
this stuff, and it's really nothing.
Dude, the Magic Kingdom, like, what wasn't gay about Disneyland?
Everything was gay.
Everything about Disneyland is gay.
Fairyland or something? What?
Yeah,
Fantasyland and fairies
and Peter Pan, where it's just, it's boys, and we never grow up.
Yeah, young boys, and we stay young, and when Michael Jackson adopts something, an idea, it's pretty fucked up.
And they had Captain Neo.
Yeah, Captain Neo was the 3D.
Fuck out of me when I was 5.
Really?
The fucking shit, I cried.
Yeah, well, you aren't the first child that cried.
No, that cried for Michael Jackson. Well, yeah, he was there. He came out of the screen and grabbed me. Yeah, I was just terrified. I'd never seen 3D.
Oh, really?
I'd never seen it in my life. And it's the first thing I see is Michael Jackson dancing
it
at
scared me. Scared you.
Scared the fuck
is
out of me.
Is there some Captain EO video? I know there is.
Or EO, not Neo. Yeah, EO.
It was Captain EO. Right. And you'd go over there at Epcot. And I think they turned it into Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something.
It was vacant for a little bit, and then it was a 3D art demonstration thing. Like, you'd sat there for 20 minutes and watched, like, the history of animation.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
and then they brought it back for a short time, and it's gone again. I don't know what's in there now, but it's over in Epcot.
Oh, what made him pull it now?
It was only back for a limited run because it aged out.
Oh, not the rampant pedophilia charges?
On Gay Day, it's Honey, I Fucked the Kids.
Yes. It's actually Honey, I Blew the Kid.
Honey, I Blew the Kid.
Let's take the word up out.
Captain EO.
So you're sitting in this 3D theater, and this happens, and you're like, well, it's a Michael Jackson experience. When everyone loved Michael, before everyone found out he fucked kids.
I might have been four. I think I was four when I saw this.
This is the jizz boulder they pulled out of one of the children years later.
The cosmos, a universe of good and evil, where a small group struggles to bring freedom to the countless worlds of
remember
space.
When this was, remember this kind of was all Disney? Just really these cheesy effects.
Yeah, cheesy effects, bad fucking narration. Uh-oh.
Hi, it's my spaceship.
I don't know if he scared me, but there's like a bad guy in it. Yeah, this Oh, this is troubling to me now.
Oh my God.
We're going in.
I thought there was a chicken.
We're going in to a boy's ass.
Yeah, we're going in, all right.
Hey, robot, could you jerk me off?
Hey.
See this thing on my shoulder?
The command considers us a bunch of losers. But we're going to do it right this time because we're the best.
How is this a thing?
If we don't, we'll be drummed out of the core.
Drummed out of the core.
We're going to do it right.
Well, he was way.
We'll be perfect, sir. By the book.
I'm gonna fuck your trunk. Can I suck on your big green trunk?
Captain, there's something weird out there.
Now who's the bad guy?
I thought so. Maybe we can outrun.
Oh my God.
These effects aren't very special. It looks like Star Trek, like a Klingon ship.
It looks like they did just enough puppet work to not be sued by Jim Henson.
I swear, that's a Klingon ship from, like, Star Trek 3.
It probably was.
I bet it was.
So this has feathers.
Hold on, everybody, hold on!
I want there to be chickens and a green elephant and a boy.
Quick, get all the door locks. And the alarms to my bedroom.
These puppets are very hairy for my taste. Is there any hairless puppets?
Uh-oh.
Captain EO!
Uh-oh, the police. What is this guy? Was he a bad guy?
Sir, everything's under control, sir.
I remember there's a dancing scene and some woman.
Yeah, there's gotta be a dance.
Claws.
Of course, if you're in space getting attacked, you have to dance at some point.
Oh, of course. You have to distract.
Here we go. Blake's ripoff of the cantina in Star Wars.
Yeah, that's what scared me, that bitch.
This movie was made by a crazy person.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh, he's mad. Oh, shit. Oh. Wait, he's turning them all into gay men. He's turning them all into homosexuals.
Turns them all into kids.
Now I'm going to make this a giant bathtub.
That would be great. The alien just fires a laser and kills them all and goes, was he trying to fight me by dancing?
Yeah, yeah, this
is an idiot.
That thing terrified me.
The
woman.
Oh.
So what I'm saying is at the age of four, I had enough sense to not want to be alone with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's common sense. It's like a survival instinct.
Yeah.
What is this?
I made all your robots dance. I made all the bad guys dancers.
I got you now.
Here's my moon boots.
I'm going to dance better than you and rule the universe.
What's he got, like, fucking...
We all sat in a theater and watched this.
It was like fruit chuckles stuck to us. All right, I've had enough.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that was. I don't think I ever saw it at Disney.
I did. That's the one thing. My whole trip to Disney is just being traumatized by Michael Jackson when I was a kid. I can't remember if we could smoke on the plane or not. Not me. But I recall seeing the ashtrays. Yeah, just sitting there at four. I was the baby in Roger Rabbit.
They stopped domestic smoking in the U.S. fucking years
ago. Was it long before?
I think so. I know there were ashtrays on planes for a long time.
Yeah. Spirit still has them, I'm kidding. But yeah.
I don't doubt it.
But they might.
Yeah. I'd rather ashtrays than a fucking anti-stall system like the Max 8. Fucking load it up with ashtrays. Let people smoke.
At least the people are smoking because they want to.
Right.
They're able to make the choice.
They're not smoldering. Smoking is different on a plane than smoldering. You never want to smolder during a flight.
1988. That was the last time you were allowed to smoke on an airline.
Oh.
And yes, they were smoking. I do remember that specifically.
Wow. 88. What airline was that?
Yeah, it seems late, right?
I swore there was smoke on it, yeah.
Might have been like cross-country or something. I don't know.
Something, but...
So, yeah, that was 86 or 87 I saw that, so...
Yeah, okay. Then, yeah.
I remember the cigarettes. I have a vague...
But you were much too young.
Oh, no.
Such a child.
My parents were blowing smoke at me all the time.
The fucking car smoke and the fly window flicking the ash.
We had a Cadillac Fleetwood that was blue and it was just layered.
Yeah, yeah.
And so my mom didn't want the ashes to blow in the back, so she pretty much left the window up minus the tiny crack.
Right.
So it was just me and a cloud of smoke.
A cloud of smoke.
From Detroit to Atlantic City.
And then occasionally they'd be like, oh, you got to wash the inside windows of this car and take Windex.
Yeah.
And it was just... brown.
Well, yeah,
black.
I would wash the car with my dad, and it would take me an hour just to do the window.
Yeah, the inside of the windows would just be caked on with tar, and you're like, wow, it's a good thing that isn't in my lungs.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
It's been blown in my lungs since the day I was born and before it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What is this? Oh, no. There's a Woodstock 50. What is it?
I like some of the bands. I looked it up yesterday.
No way. Who? I got to see this. Who's the lineup? Is it hip hop? Is the Who there? No.
There's
Jay-Z's there.
Jay-Z will be there.
Neil
Run
Diamond.
The Jewels, so Ali dig that.
From the original?
Maybe some hippies that show up. But yeah, we have Dead and Company. They may have played the original. I don't know. Sturgill Simpson's fucking great. Greta Van Fleet. What up, Michigan? The Killers are awesome. The Lumineers, I like. The Reconters, that's Jack White's band. Nathaniel Ratliff is incredible.
What a day. Boring day. John Sebastian. Okay. He was there.
He might have been there.
Go back again. Yeah, I think John Sebastian was there. Melanie. Yeah, those are the real hippies. They put him at the end there. John Sebastian, he wrote Welcome Back, Cotter, sang that. And but he's, I think, most famous for the guy playing the guitar in Animal House that Belushi smashes his guitar. That's John Sebastian.
Yeah, you'll notice him at this place because it'll be the stage where no one's watching.
Right. And now Dead and Company is Grateful Dead, right? They were
there. That's because there's also Phil Lesh and Friends.
Greta Van Susteren. Oh wait,
Greta Van Fleet. They're a
country of Portugal.
Greta Van Fleet are from Frankenmuth, Michigan, where it's Christmas year round. But they actually are really good. But they sound just like Zeppelin.
Yeah, they actually issued a statement not too long ago after their Saturday Night Live appearance that media has to stop referring them to them as, you know, Led Zeppelin-esque, because all they do is get ripped off, get people screaming at them that they're ripping off Led Zeppelin.
He sounds like Zeppelin, but
can we hear some of them?
Yeah, in fairness, Zeppelin ripped off everyone else, so what fucking difference does it make?
And there's already been a Zeppelin ripoff called Whitesnake.
Yep, and then I believe Jimmy Page is going to be here anyway.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, maybe they can just meet and do a duet.
Yeah.
Well, and then on SNL, and I like Greta Van Fleet. They came to one of my shows once.
Oh.
I'm a fan. I think they kick ass.
Nice of them.
And they're kids. They're not going to... They're a little... You can tell they were a little nervous on SNL.
90s-looking video.
I looked at that bass today.
Oh! definitely.
It's dead on, yeah.
Stop. What is this, MS-13? Why would you make a video with a ripped shirt?
Hey.
Put on a nice shirt.
A nice button down for a rock video.
Come on.
Oh, it's Zeppelin.
It's not even just the voice, it's everything.
Yeah, he moves like fucking Page.
This is a Zeppelin song.
Even if they're like heavily influenced by Zeppelin, though, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're ripping off Zeppelin.
Yeah, it's Zeppelin's voice. It's like a comic stealing from Carlos Mencia. You know what I mean? Like, does it matter?
Yeah, this is that. I saw David Crosby and Friends.
Yeah, he's going to be there. Guy who looks like fucking Ben Franklin with a big mustache.
This big walrus mustache. Does that mean a Stills Nash and maybe Young?
You'd assume Young would be there.
You would think.
I saw him live a few years ago. It was really good.
Let's see. Oh, Country Joe McDonald.
Oh, he'll be there.
Here's what I imagine. Country Joe McDonald gets up and just starts lambasting Trump. Like, everyone is good. This is going to be the biggest 3 days of Trump bashing ever.
I want to go, though.
You do, yeah?
Fuck, yeah. I didn't get to go to the... Well, there was Woodstock 94, and then was it 95 that everything got ruined, or was it 96? 99 was what it was.
99
yeah,
was
where,
the criminal element.
Yeah, where it was just people beating the shit out of each other in the mud instead of taking acid and having fun.
You see Canned Heat and Hot Tuna are going to be there?
Hot Tuna.
Hot fucking Yorma.
Hot Tuna followed by Pussy Riot, coincidentally.
I don't hate Hot Tuna.
Hot Tuna, Pussy Riot. I get
Pussy
it.
Pussy Riot, huh?
Your little joke there.
Canned Hot Tuna. Is it? Fuck that. Did they change their name to Canned Hot Tuna?
No, would you just...
Oh, yeah. Canned Heat. Gotcha.
The Zombies.
Isn't she dead?
Fucking... No, that...
Oh, no, this is...
Cranberries.
This is...
Yeah,
it's the
zombies are an
of the
band.
Season where time blood runs high. I'm thinking the song Zombie by the Cranberries or White Zombie.
Of the season
where blood runs high. Give it to me.
Well, that looks like a clusterfuck waiting to happen. Where is it going to be? Woodstock?
Oh, it'll be terrible. You can't have fun at these things anymore. And now there's going to be cameras. I went to Bonnaroo, and if it wasn't for pure Molly, cocaine, and beer, I wouldn't have enjoyed myself at all.
Of course.
And I got to see Les Claypool, and that was fucking dope.
Fucking, yeah. No, I can't stand that.
You don't like Primus?
I'm kidding. I like Primus to a point. They can get a little deep, and it gets a little just noise.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he is a meth head.
Yeah, yeah, that helps.
So, yeah.
I like how Woodstock was started because the nation was divided on racism and sexism.
It was.
And look at how much change we've made, and it's still completely divided.
I
think it was the Vietnam War, man. You know?
Now it's just because...
Whitey's on the moon.
And how much was an original Woodstock
it does
ticket?
Say, and a global conflict, yeah.
And Whitey on the moon.
Yeah, what? Where's it going to be? Really, Woodstock? Are they doing it?
It is in Woodstock, New York.
Farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, Watkins Glen.
All right, Watkins Glen. Yeah, there was another concert there that didn't go very well.
You ever go to a music festival?
That was Altamont. No. I've never been. I never wanted to. I look at them and I'm just like, ugh.
I'm surprised it's a guy who performs music.
It looks just inconvenient.
It's horrible.
I need to be treated like a gentleman.
See, I watched Ween play, which was awesome, but I was standing in 2 feet of mud in Bonnaroo.
Oh, see.
And it was $5 to take a shower, and I'd like to be clear, I was pretty much the only one there using it because I was surrounded by hippies.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lady yelled at me for smoking weed, so I pissed on her tent.
Good for you.
Like, who yells at smoking weed at a fucking festival?
At a festival.
I pissed all over that bitch's tent.
Woodstock 94 was the one with all the mud and everything, right? Wasn't that the, like...
They all became that. 94 was when it came back. That's the one Voss did, I think.
That was, like, the big... That was the real, like, holy shit.
Yeah, that was the 25th anniversary, and it was on pay-per-view, too.
Yeah,
like, you could pay for it, and you got all... Like, three different channels had different stages.
Where's that... There's some video. Where is that where they're throwing fucking the sod and everything at the band?
Wasn't that 99, though, when that happened?
Nails?
Well, Nine Inch Nails was there, Chili Peppers, right? Tool...
Yeah. Green Day.
Rage.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails is playing. And people just start throwing shit.
It was the days of moshing.
Yeah, he's covered in mud. Now he's collecting Oscars.
I saw him not too long ago. It was killer.
He's amazing.
Dude, he's so fucking good.
At this point, I guess I was, 33? So I felt like I was a little too old to attend, which is odd. I would have fucking... 33?
Not old.
Still a real fucking...
I'm 36 and sober, and I still go to concerts.
Yeah.
Although I was at, like, Fleetwood Mac, where, like, in front of me somebody's sitting or standing, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down.
Sit for Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, this is... I didn't come to stand.
Yeah. I don't need someone dancing around to fucking One Winged Dove.
Yeah, dude, there was a bitch dancing to Gypsy.
Oh,
sorry about
God.
All the misogyny out of my mouth
doing,
today.
All that spinny hippie
well,
shit?
Well, you know, she was blonde and
sit
had,
down,
like,
hippie.
She looked like Kelly Bundy in her fucking boy toy. I shouldn't say boy toy.
Her prime,
50-year-old man who pays to fuck her,
nice.
Her through college is just like video.
Oh, wait,
like
I was sitting in front of you.
Oh, was that you? Oh, wait, was you Missy?
Oh, wait a minute. I was... I was right there.
I remember. I kept tapping you and being like, could you tell her to sit down?
I'm like, what am I going to do? My Dave.
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Waiting for Tusk.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have fucked her. I just wanted her to sit down.
Just sit down on my dig. Oh, my God. How were they?
Really good, and people were mad, you know, because of the whole Lindsey Buckingham thing.
Right, right.
But, I mean, really, Mick Fleetwood, you know, he's the original. He's there rocking on the drums
but,
and shit.
But Lindsey sang some of their biggest hits, right?
Yes, yes.
That's a problem.
And apparently in October 2018, for some mysterious reason, because I've been looking it up, he was removed from the... he got a message from Stevie Nicks saying she refused to share a stage with him.
She's a cunt, I think.
Yeah.
And then he had some kind of surgery, like, shortly after it, too. So he would have had to take time off anyway. But it was the Stevie Nicks thing that,
what
that
a bitch.
They fired
Maybe
him
Maybe he had the stick removed from his ass.
Right. They all are pretty pretentious at that point.
I like Lindsey Buckingham, though. But, yeah, she's pretty. Like,
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
She sang Black Magic Woman. But yeah. It goes, I'm going to, because it's the year of the lady.
They can't do Holiday Road without him.
That's true.
Did they do it?
No.
See? They can't
no,
do that.
I'm fine with it.
They can't do, what's that other one he does?
They did Gypsy. They did every other song you've heard of.
Yeah.
Go Your Own Way, which is...
Did they do Tusk with a band?
I don't think so.
Can you not listen to Tusk after what Jimmy did to that?
Oh, is that great.
Jimmy
Anytime
hates
that
him?
Song comes on, it's like, I gotta turn this off.
Dude, Rumors is a good album. I'm sorry. It's a good album.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think.
If you're gay.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm gay, Anthony.
I guess then. Call me gay.
Why? Because I blew a guy during the show?
You blow one guy.
Because you eat one hot dog in front of you during a show without one bite? There were so many drunk fucking assholes, though.
Yeah,
like,
I bet.
It's just a concert of white people when you go there.
Yeah, that's and mostly, like, older, right?
Yeah, like, you could scream racial words at that and nobody would
really be
personally offended.
Yeah, the good old days.
Like a Darius Rucker show.
Right.
Where the only black guy there is Darius Rucker.
And that's a marginal call.
Yeah, 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 that's,
as far as calling him a black
I'm
guy.
I'm pretty sure he gave that card in a second. He went by Hootie. Why do dolphins make you cry? Because you can't swim and pet one?
I bet he's a great swimmer.
Yeah. Dolphins make me cry.
I don't want to be here. Isn't it weird? He left Hootie and the Blowfish, has been doing country music for over 20 years, and nobody only knows him as
it's Hootie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not even Hootie.
You mean Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Hootie.
Are you going to go, Garrett?
To Woodstock?
Yeah.
No way.
What if Fish was there?
Oh.
Fish is at Bonnaroo this year, and that seems like horrible.
Are you going? I saw Fish at Bonnaroo. Well, it was actually Trey Anastasio doing his big band thing, and
that's different.
It was really terrible. It was horrible. I was so upset.
I would never want to go to any of this.
They're on tour this summer, though. I got some tickets.
Yeah. Well, I was at MGM when all you people got let out of the arena, and you hippies.
MSG, you mean?
MGM in Vegas. They were playing...
On Halloween?
Halloween, yeah. And then they just let all the fish heads out into the casino, and you knew who was who.
Well, they dress up as a band for Halloween.
Yeah.
And they play another band's album.
Yep.
I can't be bothered.
I like Fish, though.
And,
I'm with you.
And this year, they made up a band and had, like, music magazines write fake articles about this band in the 80s that they were covering, but they really just created this whole Norwegian band mystique and then played an album of made-up music that they made up.
It must sound great when you're stoned to, like, come up with these ideas.
Well, they're not really that political, so I kind of like
it. Yeah, it's just, like, fun.
That's good.
Yeah, it's just fun. Yeah, they don't really bring in bullshit to it. They're just like,
they're not political.
Hey, you're on acid mushrooms. Here's some music.
Exactly.
They know who they're playing to.
Are the can you pop up a video of a Fish audience? I want to see what kind of fucking stoned losers these motherfuckers are.
Do you remember when you walk, like,
Ellie's pointing at you?
Why don't we just walk over to a head shop that sells exclusively pipes?
True.
And I'll show you the guy behind the counter.
Same guys.
The white guy with dreadlocks. It's John Favreau in PCU.
Oh, God. Right, let's see.
I've seen them live, though. They're fucking... I enjoyed them.
Yeah. Isn't it just jamming?
It's just jamming. I mean, I like the Disco Biscuits back in the day, and they're just jamming. They're a jam band.
Oh, God.
See how right
I was? This is my nightmare. This is my nightmare.
Oh, no.
It just looks like it smells.
Oh, I bet.
Much like Garrett, there's not a lot of soap being used.
Julian ass. Truly ass and weed. Look at this guy. Look at these fucking idiots with their heads.
I was at a Disco Biscuit show, and a man with a dreaded skullet was dancing in front of me, and the whole show, his fucking dreadlocks were whacking me in the face.
Oh, disgusting.
And I couldn't get him to stop.
Lice. Look at this.
Oh, look, everyone's up dancing.
They're having a good time.
How annoying would that be?
But nobody's coming on stage like, come on, guys, the president's bullshit.
They don't even say a word, except for, thanks for coming.
Just music.
Yep.
They let the music talk.
It's like Ween. That's why I love Ween. They'll just come out and be like, here's a baby's voice. Am I going to die, mommy? And then they break into their fucking songs, and it's awesome.
That just looks terrible. I couldn't imagine being there.
Well, that's why you have to do designer drugs to go to one of those shows.
I reckon. Because if I had to sit there for those shows, how long do those shows go?
A few hours.
Yeah, like do two sets with like a half hour break in between. So 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
I'd be sitting there like looking at my phone going like, it's only been 5 minutes. Like just the shit music, the shit people. Come on, get up and dance.
Well, like, what concert would you go to? Would you go to Springsteen?
I went to Springsteen.
See?
But at the Apollo, it was an exclusive show.
Yeah, I saw him on Broadway. I spent $700 fucking ticket. I didn't know it was going to come to Netflix.
I'm trying to think the last show. I went to a few shows, like, at Roseland, but Roseland's been gone for years.
You got Madison Square Garden right there. Amazing shows.
Our animation festival was one of the last shows at Roseland.
Oh, my God. That was a while ago. I'm trying to think of the last.
The Royal here is really good too. That's where I saw Nine Inch Nails.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is why white people are terrible.
Are they easy to fuck?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't even think I'd want to fuck that. I don't know.
Can you imagine the hair scare that would be inside?
Awesome. Look at her.
Her fucking bush is probably tie-dyed.
What is this?
This is how Birkenstocks is still in business.
Oh, look at her dirty feet.
That's kind of sexy. I like her dirty feet.
Do you?
Well, if she's willing to do that to her, what is she willing to let you do to her?
Right, she's filthy.
What's funny is, you know, her dad's an investment banker.
Oh.
And gave her fucking $8,000 for this ticket.
And then she gets back and you gotta hear her stories.
She's like,
the great time she had.
And fucking.
What is she doing?
Just how many hemp necklaces and mood rings she bought.
Ugh.
She just dresses like Janis Joplin.
Imagine being people that have to listen to this shit and watch them. Look, there's people around them watching them.
Yeah.
Like there's some kind of show.
Well, there's no black people because they're out creating good music.
It's Asian Pat Dixon.
Oh, there's Asians.
He's dancing. Doing some kung fu fighting.
No one accused Asians of making good music. Unless
I bet she'll suck your dick real good, though. That
oh, yeah.
Probably learn how to blow it.
Do you guys recognize the song? Boogie On Reggae Woman by Stevie Wonder?
Oh, it is. Dude, Garrett's for real.
I don't recognize it at all.
You know, they're in the exploratory phase of the song right now.
Yeah, they're jamming.
Yeah.
What is she doing now?
Her?
She's doing a dance called Retard.
She has a toe tag on her. Oh, I thought you meant today.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fentanyl
killed her.
There's no rhyme or reason to what she's doing. These aren't moves. Now she's just like, I'm just
this guy.
Jump like a bunny.
This is only what drugs will do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She has to be doing some incredible drugs.
It's like these are the phases of physical therapy.
Who's worse, though? The people watching like it's amazing or the people... This is why I brought a case of beer and sold them to minors for $5 the last time I went to one
of these
festivals.
Oh, this guy's
going
to try to wheel in on the Asian...
Oh, this guy's not even cool, though. Where's your... Oh,
yeah, this guy's just a frat bro looking to rape someone.
Yeah, he is. He's like, get this girl a beer?
Dude,
oh, look
this
at that.
Shit is terrible.
Oh, she would.
I'd probably plow her in the ass.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I would drink...
No fag.
Drink blood with her and chase her around like Val Kilmer in The Doors?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's who these people are.
Oh, that's an action move, and then she falls over.
How great would it be if it just ends with her leg breaking and no one helping her?
That would be awesome. The Japanese guy took his fucking shirt off.
Getting bit by a rat and someone pissing on the wound because they don't know what to do.
What is this?
This is...
Why aren't people laughing at them, pointing and laughing?
It's a judgment-free zone. They're enjoying themselves.
Well.
Is this also an Indian reservation? Because I know they did a lot of the hippie fests on those because there weren't technically drug laws.
I think that the feds still have say.
Oh, they'll surround it, but they really won't fuck with you on premises.
I know Fish has deals with wherever they do festivals.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we have our own security or whatever, and we'll handle
right.
all the drug things. Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Because it's called Shakedown Street, and it's like, before you get to the concert, there's just a row of nitrous, acid, mushrooms, weed, and people just selling everything.
Yeah.
Cookies and anything you want.
And
you just, and then when you leave, there's like, everyone just have nitrous tanks and balloons.
Yeah,
and
to walk out with.
Even at MSG, you walk out, and there's people on the corner of the New York City selling nitrous balloons.
Look at what she's doing now.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Why aren't the cops doing it?
I never know.
I don't know how illegal nitrous is. It's just...
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah.
It could be. I know I've done many balloons in my day because there's nothing good about frying half your brain.
I just did the nitrous out of the whipped cream, you know?
Yeah, the cracker, and then you fill up the balloon?
No, I just...
Oh, you mean you held the...
Yeah.
And then somebody went to make themselves a sundae and was wondering why dribbly cum was left in the fucking
thing. Yeah, it just dribbles out. Rocket's mad.
Dude, I used to do that at my house. I don't think my parents enjoyed a sundae the whole time I was on drugs.
Why the whipped cream wouldn't work? What kind are you buying?
It's ready whip is shit.
I remember when I bought this years ago, it used to work every time.
It's odd. If it's like every time our son gets ice cream, this stops working.
And Dave is acting silly.
He's fishing out on the floor.
Yeah. Dancing.
We had this, like, I don't know what he was, but he definitely had a brain problem.
Yeah.
But we would give him balloons and just watch him fish out. And every time he would just fall over and, like, whack his head everywhere.
Yeah.
And then get up and he'd be like, I want more. And then we would just watch him do it all night.
That's fun.
Bashing his head against stuff.
I would do that.
It was fun.
He gave you quite a rush that night.
You could, like, ash on him.
So...
No?
There's always a group of friends that just fuck with somebody, get them fucked up, and then fuck with them.
Oh, yeah.
Lay on him, draw a dick on his head, and put your dick in his mouth.
Yeah, I know,
balls on
right?
his head.
And neither of you were fucked up.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Just, you know, whatever. Whatevs.
You're at a fish concert, you know, you're sharing a tent with your pal.
Fish concert. Oh, this is disgusting.
What is it?
People are removing... This sounds like something they would do. Removing part of the inside of their ears is part of a bizarre new trend, and we're confused. So there's this part of your ear, which I'm sure is for something. I would assume cupping some more sound frequencies.
Oh, God!
And that makes perfect sense, because they don't want to listen. Like, you might as well just cut the ear off and plug it up, because... Anyone this age or that would do this isn't listening to anybody. Isn't that like the part that cups?
So you can hear sound.
Like a parabolic that reflects the sound into your ear? Why are you doing this?
Why would a doctor do this?
Yeah. Ethically, it sounds pretty fucking...
Then again, it's not even a doctor. It's probably like piercing pagoda in the mall. They just take out a chunk of your ear.
That's true. No doctor needed. Like, they want for abortions now. They want abortions to be... Oh, God.
That's
I could
not
do that with a bullet.
Do you remember how...
Hold still.
Do you remember how everybody had those spreaders for a minute?
Yeah.
And now you just have dangly fucking penis hole ears?
Big... loop like grandma.
Yeah. Or like your village is fly faced and hungry.
Yeah. Conch removal.
Conch.
Or, yeah, conch. Modification. People are getting inside the ears removed. Not sure what the point is. All right.
It's not attractive.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Syndrome?
Yeah, it's Stockholm, so. Or Australia? Why is this? It's stupid.
It's a blooming ear.
I don't get why anyone would do this.
It just is, I don't get the appeal. It cups sound. There's no doubt that's what it does.
So your ears don't flap when you hang them out the window of the car? When your air goes right through? You're more aerodynamic?
Yeah.
You can run faster? I don't know.
When you
want a reason.
You want a new hole?
Not bad stitches, though.
No, they're pretty cool looking stitches.
For a non-doctor.
Good for you. I don't even know where to go with
that. I have no answer for
it's
this.
It's gross.
I don't know.
Humans are awful.
We're stupid.
We're just cutting holes in ourselves.
Yeah, now we're cutting holes.
We're killing... abortions allowed at 10 months.
I don't get it. 10 months. Yeah. Baby abortions. It used to be a joke.
It used to be called murder.
Yeah. It was called murder. The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood trailer. I wanted to see this.
Yeah.
Tarantino movie.
Oh, I forgot we had a good one.
The Brad Pitt... what is this? Let's take a look at the trailer. I'm kind of psyched for this, but we all know how trailers work out.
To my right is Bounty Law series lead and Jake Cahill himself, Rick Dalton. And to my left is Rick Stutt Double Cliff Booth. So, Rick, explain to the audience exactly what it is a stunt double does.
Actors are required to do a lot of dangerous stuff. Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
hands are registered as lethal weapons. We get into a fight, I accidentally kill you, I go to jail.
Anybody accidentally kills anybody in a fight, they go to jail. It's called manslaughter.
That was the best acting I've ever seen in my whole life.
Thank you. Rip fucking dope.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, dude, there's no way.
What are you gonna do?
It's gotta, dude, it's two of the best leads ever.
It's just gonna be awesome. Just gonna cement them as the fucking amazing dudes they are.
Yeah, it's Tarantino, so you know it's gonna be great.
It looks good.
It's Hollywood, it's 70s or 60s, yeah.
Gritty and 60s ish. So you got hotness, you got go-go dancing, hot girl.
And I like every Tarantino movie, I'm just going to say it, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Some of them more than others, but I like them all.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie Brown, I think, is a really good movie like that's Jackie underrated. Brown. And
I said it before, every movie that came out after Pulp Fiction wasn't Pulp Fiction, so
right.
People didn't give it the benefit of the doubt. But in hindsight, when you watch them, you're like, oh. That's awesome.
And even the Reservoir Dogs budget, though. People,
yeah. That was fucking awesome.
Great movie. Yeah.
Great movie.
And he wrote From Dusk Till Dawn, which I fucking love, too.
Still fucking great. And it was a screenplay for A True Romance.
Which is, I wish he would have directed.
I know.
But the Gandolfini scene is one of the best fight scenes in any movie. And it's with Patricia Arquette.
Spin around for me. No, the other way.
Yeah, I'll give you one free shot.
He fucking clocks her right in the face.
Now I just do it to see the expression on their face change.
He's brutal.
Dude, it's such a good role.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you it's not brutal. Bet DSI.
What?
Look at me. Oh, the basketball.
King of the seg.
Match madness, as they call it up in Baston. Upon us, if you're looking for a place to make the tournament even better, then head on over to BetDSI.com and enter the $1 million bracket contest. Brackets. BetDSI, you're going to get all the March Madness action in one spot. You could use BetDSI's live streaming platform to watch all the madness and even wager on the action throughout the entire game till the final whistle. Why is there a T in whistle? I never understood that. Stupid English. And you'll get double your money for a 100% match if you use the code KumiaMM. That's KumiaMM for March Madness. So if you're looking to add some excitement to the tournament, then make BetDSI.com your tournament partner. Not only has BetDSI been supporting our shows here for a long time, but they've been paying winners for 20 years and are top-rated on review sites. BetDSI's offers options on everything. March Madness, NFL, NBA, NHL, UFC, all the other major sports, politics, reality, TV, esports, you name it, BetDSI's probably got odds on it. Check it out. New members get a 100% bonus match using promo code KumiaMM. That's more than double your money to start winning today. If you want to add some excitement to the sports you love or any other sport, then check out BetDSI and use promo code KumiaMM and get this limited time 100% bonus offer to make some extra cash betting the madness this March. I was going to say the March this madness. That would be like a Nazi thing. That's March Madness. They march, they goose step, and they're all mad. Get $1 million free dollars contest. Get one free million. Remember when Jackie Blue, what was his name?
I'm gonna pee.
Was his Jackie Blue?
It sounds right.
From KTU? Was drunk?
Yeah, and said thousands.
See if you can find that. Yeah. He was like, $100,000 win. Now, one free $1 million contest entry for signing up. Plus, you get 100% bonus extra betting money on your first deposit, up to $1,000. It's only a game until you bet it at BetDSI. Thank you, BetDSI. You're awesome. Can I get another agua, please? I'm parched.
You were talking about Frankie Blue, right?
Frankie Blue,
when NEW was...
Oh, was that funny? Mix.
Was it Mix or Blink? Mix. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah. He was over at KTU, right?
He was with Z100 like in the late 80s, went to KTU, and then they hired him away to program Mix, which was supposed to compete against KTU. And he got drunk at the Christmas party they were having at the station.
Oh.
And still stumbled back on the air.
He wanted to do his show. People were telling him, don't do this. Listen how hammered he is.
Nelly featuring Tim McGraw. This is Frankie Blue. Now, you know, for the last several weeks, we've been giving you a chance to win $50,000 in cash in the Mix 102.7 redo, and plus win a Toyota Scion. And I think that is going to happen tomorrow morning.
Oh,
tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Ricky, RuPaul, Kim will pick a winner and go to that winner's house like publishing clearance.
Publishing
or
clearance.
Whether it's a house or it's a job.
We're coming to you, baby.
We're going to
find trying.
You.
Could you pause for a second? Who was in there with him going like, oh, no.
Somebody ran in, you know.
Right. Someone ran in and goes, that guy is fucking drunk off his ass.
Yeah.
Help him out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What was the party for?
A holiday party.
It was a holiday party,
and,
right.
By the way, this was Elo's thing. Elo hadn't come to XM yet, and this was his thing.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Because he was there for Mix and the Blink fiasco.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Now, I don't know if people have ever heard him before, but he was a top-notch jock. The guy could really talk, and like, you're hearing him here just slurring. He can't do anything.
Yeah, Frankie Blue was huge in New York.
Huge. Huge jock. Here it is. A little more.
We're going to find you, and we're going to reward you at $50,000 and a brand new Toyota.
A jock that was drunk off his ass.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
I don't see how you cannot be happy about that. This is Frankie Blue. So make sure you're listening tomorrow about 8 a.m. 50 grand prize winner. 50 grand prize
winner. All right, pause. It's supposed to be a 50 grand prize winner. Like, it's the prize winner, one prize winner will win 50 grand.
Yeah.
He's reading it like 50 grand prize winner.
Yes.
Like, there's 50 people winning the grand prize. He's so fucked up. Get a little more.
That's right. 50.
And this was Gino this morning?
Grand prize winner.
Yeah, this is Bisconti from this morning.
Of the redo contest of the winner of the Toyota Scion. Come on, baby. You know you want it. If you have qualified in the past several weeks, we're going to pick the winner tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Is he playing Daft Punk?
He's going to dip his big old hands in there.
I think it's the
pick
Batman.
A winner, and we're going to find you. And then I don't care if it takes all day. It's worth the $50,000 in the car. All right, we have the armored truck. We've got the Party Patrol vans. We've got the car. We've got everything.
The bed ran
but
out.
But more important than that,
right, the bed ran out because he's just rambling.
So why don't you give me a call? This is Frankie Blue for Yvonne Velasquez. And telephone number is...
Must be getting the look now through the glass. Like, what are you doing?
1-877 Mix 102.7. So give me a call, okay, baby? Thank you.
Okay, baby.
If you're in your car right now,
and he was fired.
Well, there's another part of the clip somewhere. Sure. Remember where he said we're gonna find that winner and we're gonna fuck that winner?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh God, is that?
That's where you got fired from.
We're gonna find that winner. We're gonna fuck that winner.
Mix 102.7.
Is this
seven.
It? Oh, I gotta hear this.
The new Mix 102.7. This is Frankie Blue. And I am so excited for tomorrow.
How was it?
I got Ricky and Rue.
Foster Brooks. Tomorrow.
Just
play that again.
102.7. This is Frankie Blue. And I am so excited for tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow.
He just verped into the microphone.
He's Foster Brooks.
I got Ricky and Rue. Coming in the morning. putting a hand in the big old barrel and picking out a $50,000 grand prize winner. The winner of the KTU Mix 102 Redo Contest.
And two also you win. He a said KTU. Scion. He's on WNEW. He was
now
on.
What's gonna happen
Mix.
Is they're gonna pull. They're gonna put their hand in the barrel. They're gonna pick out a winner, and then they're going to fuck that winner. And that winner will be rewarded with everything.
They're gonna fuck that winner.
Mix 1027, Frankie Blue. What's happening?
He got fired for being drunk on the air, right?
Well, that was his last of the being on that night because they pulled him out and put somebody else on.
Yeah, yeah,
and then,
they knew.
Like, a day or two later, we found out he got fired.
He got fired. Can't come in.
Where's Frankie Blue now? Here. Right.
Should be a Compound Media
I'm
doing
looking, and I can't find
show.
Anything.
Oh, it, like, man.
The nighttime jock sued him and the station for $1 million because he was mad that she didn't go to the Christmas party that he got drunk at that exact year or whatever, and then came back and, I guess, punched the wall by her and threatened her and saying she was a diva and better than everyone else because she wouldn't come to the Christmas party.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did she get anything?
Those
were the days. Those were the days. Drunken debauchery.
They must have settled because it's all articles about going to court. Nothing.
They always settle.
Yep.
They always fucking settle. Animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot stirs a fury in a reunion with racist comments. She's an animal activist, this Brigitte Bardot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and she said something about indigenous people and aboriginal people of a certain island being savages and treating animals terribly because it's like in their DNA.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're allowed to say that. More tragically is that Brigitte Bardot looks like she does now. And what she used to look like, pop up an old picture of her first. Brigitte Bardot was like the hottie of the 60s.
Okay.
Crazy.
Was she
smoking.
She wasn't like Gorilla the Mist lady, was she?
No,
Gorillas in the
no.
Mist?
No, Brigitte Bardot was an actress. She,
Oh, I know who you... Oh, yeah, yeah, all right.
She looked a lot like... Who was the blonde model that used to fuck David Copperfield? That German girl.
Claudia Schiffer.
Schiffer, yeah.
Yeah, she kind of looked like Claudia Schiffer. But of the day.
Oh, I'm trying to get it.
She had a great
That
look,
is
look,
the best
blonde.
Pussy a magician will ever get.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to show... Oh, here she is. Like,
wow.
She was fucking smoking.
Beautiful.
Back in the day. And now, let's take a look at her now. It's so sad.
I'm assuming, like, a witch.
Time is a bitch.
He's not on her side. Oh, God!
That's why I just...
Oh.
What in holy fuck?
It's like if Geppetto made Miss Piggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Life.
So she went into animal activism.
And Kathleen Turner's face.
Yeah, yeah. And the girl from Top Gun.
Oh, my God.
I'm
not saying you should be that hot at that age, but...
No, but do something. Keep yourself together.
What is this?
It looks like cat piss on her hair.
It is.
It is.
There's no way she's not living with 12 of those things.
12 fucking cats.
Urinating on her. Yeah.
Give me another old picture of her. God, was she smoking. So sexy. She was the go-to. Like, if you were talking about a hot actress, you would say, oh, Brigitte Bardot. Not anymore. Where is she? Oh, yeah. That's so
sexy. Oh, gorgeous.
So sexy.
Oh.
It's like, by her teeth, it looks like she fought in World War I.
Yes.
You know that cricket tooth was so cute.
Ah.
Like the jewel tooth. Like,
yeah.
That's what I like about her. Her tooth is a little bit crooked.
Yeah. That quirky tooth is so adorable on you.
And now you've been with her for so long, and you just see fucking
That's
broccoli
it.
And Metamucil stuck in it.
George Washington teeth now.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That is, let's see the young picture again. Where
she looks like a piano fell on a Warner Brothers character, and it's her teeth became the keys. It's so
then,
fucking
and
gross.
And then they hit the ground, and it goes, bing, ding, ding, ding. I love
so
that.
So gross.
Oh, look. She
oh, those cute little freckles.
She had freckles, I guess. She's her crooked little teeth,
which you loved back then.
Very pixie looking 60s.
Now they're just filled with cement tar. What is it? She just called them savages, though.
Yeah,
aren't they
savages? They are. Like, I think any of these nations where they have these customs of just massacring animals for these religious reasons and whatnot.
Well, like, if your most recent...
You're fucking kids for a religion, not killing animals.
Exactly. Humanely.
Right.
I think if you're in a a tribe still, and the most recent invention you use is fire, you're allowed to be called a savage.
You can be called a savage. It's savage.
It's very savage.
There are people that don't want to accept like reality. They get pissed that things are real and factual. Oh yeah,
she
look at that!
Gorgeous,
her braids and her crooked teeth,
her fucking tits.
That's it. Look at that. Bridget Bardot. God.
Had a little birdcage.
She was like French or something.
Bardot?
I guess. We liked them foreign actresses back in the day. We had some buxom ones here, but if you wanted a little twink girl, I guess you had to go overseas.
Go over to France.
Twiggy was from England. She was skinny, hence the name.
Twiggy.
Yeah, there's another thing that was going on that people got mad at. A guy said that this teacher, I guess, a phys ed, I think he's a phys ed or a health teacher or something. He said that Hitler was a great leader.
Well.
But, there was a but. You don't just lead with that and walk away. Hitler was a great leader, but he had some issues.
It was good leader.
Oh.
Not great.
Not even great.
Yeah.
Good leader with bad moral character.
Yeah.
He said he influenced people negatively. He says he knows Hitler was evil, but he's being forced to apologize. For what? That's kind of a fact. Isn't that true?
I would say public speaking and leading people was a strong suit.
You got to be a good leader if you can make people do that. I mean, you're not really. That's a biggie.
I can't even get my wife to go to CVS for me.
Right.
And this guy had a nation of people kill 6 million Jews.
Kill 6 million Jews.
I mean, clearly he was persuasive.
He had some leadership qualities.
Yeah.
But he, a sports official, what is that even? New York school official, sports official, is apologizing. Adolf Hitler was a good leader, bad moral character,
What's a school official?
I don't even know what it
is. Not a school official, a sports school official.
Nutley, high school athletic director.
Okay. Nutley, what did they expect?
Yeah.
The guy's nuts.
Made the remark
while I'll show myself out.
Show myself out. He's a nut.
I'm not saying.
I'll show.
I meant permanently.
he said a leader could have strong leadership skills that influenced people in a negative way. He understands Hitler was an evil man who used his skills in a horrific manner. The district superintendent in a letter said the parents that the speaker presentation was unnecessarily provocative and insensitive.
Why was he
right?
Was he singing it while laying across a grand piano?
That could be.
What is provocative about that?
Is he Sig Heiling? Stepping across the classroom?
Yeah.
As he did that?
He was a great leader, just back and forth. Great leader.
Great. What a guy.
Good leader. Good leader, guys.
Oh.
He wasn't a great leader.
He did some evil things. We get it. What's that? Hitler was a pretty bad guy, but he did kill a lot of Jews. Like, that's been a joke since I was a kid. We'd all laugh, and the Jewish kid would be like, don't beat me up.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't beat me.
Give me my hat back.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. Illinois preschoolers were allegedly forced to stand naked in a closet as punishment.
See, I feel like this is where a teacher went wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're giving good examples of where a teacher went wrong now. A pair of Illinois teachers placed on administrative leave. Why aren't they fired immediately? What is that 10-year thing? They're like, oh, they got tenure.
I feel like there should be loopholes.
Right. A loophole.
Like when... Jesus
you
Christ.
You even?
We have a video if you want.
Oh, right. I love a good video.
Can you hand me that lube?
Yeah. I got it. Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Right now, two preschool teachers are on paid administrative leave. They are teachers with the Head Start program operated by Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, SIUE, and it is housed here at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center in East St. Louis.
Jackie Joyner Kersey Center. You should have taught the kids how to run.
I would be appalled and completely upset.
Low chat deserves that.
People are expressing outrage when they find out a Head Start teacher that should have been helping students learn is accused of humiliating them. Instead of protecting children, she's accused of child abuse.
Children would misbehave in a class, and this teacher would have them disrobe, make them stand inside of a closet for about 5 or 10 minutes.
Police say four students, ages 4 and 5, in the Head Start program at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center were disciplined this way.
As a mother myself, I can't believe they would let something like this go on.
Lakeisha. Police believe this had been going on since early February, but only learned about it last week.
We felt that is very inappropriate, and possibly there is some criminal actions, charges that could come as a result of this.
Something that needs to be done to the teachers. They should be disciplined as far as what's going on.
The teacher accused of disciplining students by forcing them to take their clothes off is 26 years old and has been teaching at the preschool 3 years.
When you identify
them. A 41-year-old teacher who's been there 5 years was also put on paid administrative leave
for
allegedly witnessing the children being humiliated but never reporting it.
You know, you send your kids off to school or places thinking they're safe and they're actually not.
That's right, Lanice.
Police do not believe that there's any sexual contact between adults and the children while they were naked.
Yeah, there is.
A representative
right when she said strip.
Be there whenever these children are more thoroughly interviewed about what happened at the Belleville office of the in Belleville to be interviewed.
What happened?
And there'll be representatives.
Could you rewind
there,
that? I got to see him. I didn't know he was going to get all flustered.
Everybody's talking about naked kids.
Ed Norton.
Is it hot out here?
It's like naked kids.
The camera came back to him, and he had one of those moments like, I'm on camera, and he can't stop thinking about, oh, my God.
Right. He can't stop thinking he's on camera.
Dickheads fucking poking through his khakis.
Police do not believe there's any sexual contact between adults and the children while they were naked. A representative with the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office will be there whenever these children are more thoroughly interviewed about what happened at the Belleville office of the... office will be in Belleville to be interviewed, and there'll be representatives there of police agencies. And then they should, at that point, take that information to the state's attorney's office, and charges are expected to be filed. In East St. Louis, Russell Prince,
did he use the word thoroughly and got all excited?
Belleville office, where the office is in Belleville.
Where the children were thoroughly. Oh, boy. My shrink told me not to use the word thoroughly and kids in the same sentence. Oh, right at this school behind me is where all this luscious stuff happened. This is why there's cameras in schools and daycares and stuff. Yeah, yeah. There should be.
You need cameras. When I read the story last night, the pictures they used were stock photos of little white kids. And then the video they used, the blurry video they used, was obviously stock footage also of little white kids. I don't know what this means. I don't know why, but they're not identifying the teachers. And this is East St. Louis, and it's at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center.
Yeah.
Everyone they interviewed was a person of color. I doubt this was a case of white kids or white teachers, but they present it in a way to lead you to believe by using the video that they used and the still pics that I saw, stock photos.
And to hold them to a different standard is completely racist on two levels.
Yeah. First of all, identify them. Get their name out there. You know, that woman that was worked at a school that went off on her racist tirade at the supermarket that we played her yesterday, she was immediately fired.
Right.
Like, or she had to resign or whatever it is. She was fired. And I'm sure she's not getting paid. She didn't, you know, physically do anything. She said some shit. She upset her kids, obviously. But these teachers should be fired. Immediately.
Yeah.
No pay.
I agree the supermarket N-word yelling woman should be fired just as a representative of school, but these women should be fired
of Captain Hook's Fish and Chips
immediately. Yes,
you're a representative of Captain Hook's Fish and Chips.
So there's a little update. Apparently, this Head Start program rents a space in the back of the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center.
This sounds all very shady,
and it has nothing to do with the school.
Ah, look, they're trying to say no. That's not.
Yeah, it's like a preschool that just rents
JoJo
out the space.
Wouldn't have nothing to do with this.
What's the Head Start into?
Yeah, head. It's Start Head Program.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong.
Oh my God! It's just how did things like that?
Yeah, I just want to rent me a room, me and like 10 kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And we're gonna, you know, teach them shit. And if they fuck up, you're naked in the goddamn closet.
You gotta get naked. You stand in the closet.
You got to stand in the closet naked.
Touch your toes. You African booty scratcher.
He just threw him in a closet, Nick. I don't know what's happened to our civilization or lack thereof.
All right, how about our just complete lack of protecting children?
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, too.
From the TSA to public libraries to abortion clinics to letting teachers discipline your kids by stripping them.
By stripping them down and throwing them in a closet in the back of the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center.
What could their excuse be?
Right.
What could they say that they were trying to teach them a lesson?
What's your excuse?
Yeah.
Are they still getting paid?
Diapers were dirty. Are they going to try to say that? Or
well, they were dirty after. I'll tell you that much.
What's the lesson, though? For real?
That's like, what I'm saying.
It's like what? You were humiliated naked in front of other people?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, good. You're just perpetuating all the shit that these kids grow up to do. That's what's happening with these people. They just keep the cycle of shit going. Now, these kids are going to grow up all fucked up.
Well, yeah, you're like, I wonder why he shot up the lunchroom.
Yeah,
wait, I think I know why.
Maybe because in the daycare center in a fucking janitorial closet in back of the Jack-Off Joyner Kersey Center.
Back of the Tom Joyner Morning Show Center in East St. Louis.
Paul Kersey Center. Holy mother of fuckwad.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is just not right.
Back of the King of Pop Palace. What the fuck? Stop, stop fucking with kids, everybody.
Just stop. Leave the kids alone. Leave their clothes on. Don't be sticking your hands down their pants.
Yeah. Here's what you do when a kid who's four misbehaves. You give them a timeout.
Right. Apparently that's what you're supposed
to do. While they're dressed.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
And you give the benefit of the doubt to a little kid in shorts and a T-shirt that he's not going to blow a plane up.
Yeah, that's it.
It's simple. Common sense is what it's called.
Yeah, you don't sit there and rub his package through shorts.
Right.
And go, all right, I think.
Because his little budding ball bag three times.
Yeah.
Looks like a fucking little freshly shucked clamshell.
Yeah, and then tell him he has to check you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, reciprocate, kid.
Let me see if there's any bombs on me.
So. Better reach around. Yeah. I feel a big bomb way down in my pants.
Do you feel something that's going to explode?
Yeah, yeah. Watch out. It's loaded. It's going to explode all over you.
It goes off at random. I hate our society. Like, we're not protecting the right people.
No, we're protecting the wrong people and not protecting the people that need protecting.
Did you see the recent teacher that got in trouble?
No.
She's a fucking monstrosity.
What was she doing?
She was fucking the kids, but I mean, she looked...
She was fucking the kids.
She's a fucking church lady.
Which, we gotta see her.
I don't know if you found her, but it was the most recent, and she is gross.
Isn't it amazing how, depending on how the woman looks, the teacher looks, we determine whether it was abuse or not?
This woman should get fucking lethal injection and buried in a pet cemetery.
All right, let's take a look-see. Jesus.
Oh, no, it wasn't her.
Wait. Oh,
stupid
was
an ad.
An ad. We were like, oh, wait, what? These are all people I don't want to be around.
This is the world I don't want to live in.
Nordstrom.
A Barstow High School teacher arrested, accused of having sex with a student.
Oh, my
Catherine
God.
Catherine O'Neill was taken into custody on Friday. Investigators
said
she had an inappropriate relationship with a 16-year-old
student. Looks like Tip O'Neill.
Ryan O'Neill.
The two exchanged explicit text messages. Officials say O'Neill has been on administrative leave since October of last
year. Looks like Don Vito.
They wouldn't say why.
Holy shit. Don Vito, yeah.
Free on $100,000 bail. Police are asking other potential alleged victims to come forward.
Victim, $100,000 bail, victims.
What did she teach? Like, did she have a whistle around her neck the kid could have blown? Because she looks like a gym teacher. Doesn't she?
She does look like phys ed.
Every phys ed all teacher over is it. Just a lady with a cock.
Yep.
That's all it is. We've let it go on for years.
What's the verdict on her?
Hopefully guilty.
What did she do? How old were they? What teacher was she?
That report was read the article.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so not many details. Isn't it great? Even the news knows. The hot ones, they give all the details. Her husband is ashamed and disgusted at her voluptuous tits being in the hands of a high school junior.
Well, her husband was ashamed and disgusted of her for the last 15 years.
Hence the problem.
Yeah, that is
Don't
not
fuck a... the kids.
Oh, stop with... Yeah, stop having sex with you. It's fun at first when you realize a horny 17-year-old boy might...
Wants you.
Stop it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today.
She's accused of sending the girl explicit text messages.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Gym teacher. Then.
There we go.
Gotta be.
Oh, God. Can you imagine getting her fucking just... She's probably just looking at it going, what is this, a wig from Halloween USA?
What the fuck?
Like, what would you think it even was at first?
I have no idea.
Like, did somebody run over a platypus?
Terrible.
I think it's her pussy.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, A Fair One airs right here at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific. Nightshade with the wonderful Michael Malice, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific. And tomorrow we will be back here for you at 4 p.m. Where will you be, Dave? Let the peeps know.
This Friday, you can see me at Baker's in Milford, Michigan. That is for a benefit for Special Olympics. March 23rd, Canton Brew Works, Canton, Michigan, cantonbrewworks.com. March 28th through 30th, Stir Crazy Comedy Club right outside of Phoenix, stircrazycomedyclub.com. And also, you can check, go to my site, davelanda.com. But April 1st, April Fool's Day, Comedians of Compound at the West Side Comedy Club, featuring myself, Kevin Brennan, Aaron Berg, Gino Bisconti, Pat Dixon, and others.
Shane Gillis just got added.
Shane Gillis.
That's awesome. Fucking great. And thank you, John Ashton. For Skyping in today, of course, Once Upon a River coming out later this year. And Midnight Run, 30th anniversary was last July, but it's 30 years. Jesus Christ. He's a great actor, and we thank him for showing up. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on our program. Take a tizzy, would you?